6. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Josh Williams, 7:25 this morning. Going to talk some college football with him. Our ReedyLandco.com hunting and fish report, 7:45. Taking a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts. Getting ready for the weekend. Going to talk Major League Baseball. Going to talk college football, Clemson practice, college baseball, Clemson opening, NFL weekend, Hall of Fame weekend. Going to talk North Carolina football. Steve Belichick with a medical leave. Just a strange situation there. Just a lot to do getting ready for one of the last weekends before football is truly back. And the producer of this Friday show, Miss Ashby Mixon, good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend. Happy Friday. Yes. Happy football is back day.
Yes.
Vibes are great.
It's great. It's awesome.
I made the decision right away this morning.
Like 5 what?
Like 5:02.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a great day.
My decision was made about 5:22-ish.
Nice.
Pouring my caffeine tea and getting my power bar or whatever, my protein bar or whatever. And I'd have said, I cannot believe that the gracious Lord lets us come in here and do this today. Like, how nice is that we get to do this?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And people listen.
People listen.
So nice.
Sometimes I forget that. I feel like you and me
are just having a conversation. Yeah, yeah. Which is what you're supposed to do, which is really cool. How was your Thursday?
Best Thursday ever.
Really?
It was so fun.
You got a lot of Thursdays to compete with there. What made it the best ever?
I would say it's a top tier Thursday. Fall camp was really fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Just to be able to go and actually lay my eyes on stuff, have things to talk about, concrete things. I'd had questions building up for like a month to have those answered was cool. To get some writing in was fun. So, great Thursday. Excited for an awesome weekend. What about you? I know you're on ILA duty.
I was, and a bunch of other things. Quickly, though, you told one fib on the show recently. You tried to tell me you're a better writer than you are in this. I don't buy that. I think that's hard to do. Anyway, and you enjoy writing.
I love writing.
You enjoy writing more or the radio more?
The spoken word. You know what? I love them both. Love them both. It's like, just different kinds of, you know,
you sound
using
like a mom.
My brain.
You sound like a mom. Oh, I love both of them. My Thursday was great. So let me get my timing right here. Left here, did a bunch of stuff around the house. My launch monitor came in. But I had to charge it, get it all set. I only got to hit about 5 shots last night, and it's going to be great. My new net comes in today, so we'll have a whole new setup with that. That'd be great. Miss Isla Ann and I just had a blast all day yesterday. That was just fantastic. And then got to practice, and then came home, cooked out, did chicken thighs and broccoli. And that was great, and got the kids to bed, and here we are again. But that was a lot of fun. I got a lot of thoughts about yesterday, a lot of thoughts about practice. I'll ask you, what are we going to do in segment 2?
Let's talk a little bit of observations from yesterday, if you don't mind.
Let's do it. I have a thought here that I'm going to repeat a bunch in the next 3 weeks. How much longer do we have this thing? 4 weeks?
3.5.
So a week from tomorrow, 4 weeks from tomorrow. Well, the next 4 weeks, I'm going to use this phrase a lot. And actually probably the next 3, because we'll move to LSU the week of the game. But I am almost tired. We're shifting now.
Yes.
Yesterday was a shift. And I'm almost tired of what we've been having to do for the last 8 months. And that's the autopsy.
Yes.
7-6. The body's been cold for a long time now, and we've been doing the autopsy.
It's in the ground.
And I'm tired of the autopsy. What went wrong? Tired of talking about Cade, Peter Woods, and TJ Parker. Tired of talking about all the things that Dabo messed up and all the things that Garrett Riley messed up. I'm just tired of the autopsy. You hear me say that a lot in the last 3 weeks. Like, all right, we can do a little bit more of it, but let's start talking about this brand new baby that we have. Lou Holtz used to talk about recruiting classes, and they said, well, how's it going to be? He goes, I don't know. He goes, it's like having a baby. Is it going to be a doctor? Is it going to be a lawyer? Is it going to be a florist? Is it going to be a plumber? I don't know. But I'm learning to talk about this new baby and this new life and this new team. And we saw it yesterday. One of the most interesting things about practice is the visiting list, the people that are out at practice. And yesterday on the sidelines, there was very little of that.
Yes.
As you know, in correct. The past, like, it's normally like a who's who out there and crowded on. But I think they've kind of reined that in. Yesterday, the new president was there. And he spoke to the team very briefly.
He's coming to LSU.
Is he? How about that? But that was a brief little deal in there. Besides that, there were a few former athletic department employees, a few former football coaches there, but there wasn't a whole lot of – and I know this, like the IPTE reps that normally get to come to a scrimmage this year, they don't get to come to scrimmage. Like, they're kind of closing ranks over there. It was a lot more a lot more closed off is what I and which is taking my advice. Because I said, this is about the third time I've said this about Clemson football after a bad year. Here's the deal. Just shut your mouth. Go to work. None of the promotion stuff. None of the fluff stuff. Backett kind of told the team this, I was told. We're not doing anything. We're not doing any talking. We're not doing anything unless it has to do just with baseball and just getting better at baseball. That's it.
Clemson baseball.
Yeah, that's it. Clemson baseball, yeah. We're not going to promote anything. We're not going to be on this Barnum tour or whatever. So I think Dabo's kind of got that. If we're not having all these people in over here. We're closing it off, and we're not going to talk a lot about what we're going to do. We're just going to go do it and hopefully be better. It's one of my impressions from yesterday.
Love that. Yeah. And it's something that in the last 5 years has become a really big thing, I think, with the social media and everybody, you know, posting and having all these opinions. So the idea of leaving it all out on the field and only we know and only we are together, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love all that.
Yeah.
Because last year was so crazy.
Last year it was all about, well, this time last year, Cade was going to New York, and that Woods and Parker would be top 10 picks, and that this is going to be this top five program is going to go try to win a national championship. And he went 7-6. So the autopsy, man, well, that wasn't fun.
We're done.
Could you imagine being a coroner and having to go do that? Like, oh, God, that'd be the worst. I mean, that'd be awful. But I am ready to talk about what's going to happen rather than what happened.
The new tiny baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Isla always says, Daddy, remember I was a teeny tiny baby and you everything's a teeny tiny baby.
Yes, Isla. Yeah. 12 months ago. Yeah. Yes.
You remember you used to sing to me when I was a teeny tiny baby? Anyway, so we're going to get a lot of that today. Just as a quick... to be fair now, it's nice to be out there. To also, full transparency, you don't get to stay very long.
No.
You see some stretching, and then they break these little groups, and it's just not, you don't get to see very much.
You're not seeing long. Like one-on-one wide receivers no. and corners. There's none of that.
No. And that's on purpose. First part of practice, you work your way into it. We got about 35 minutes, then we're out. You try to see as much as you can. Today, we're going back today, and we're going back on Monday. And so hopefully we'll be able to do more around. I want to go watch a little bit of offensive line in those next 2 days, a little bit of secondary in those next 2 days, a little bit of defensive tackle in those next 2 days. Body-wise, that Faxon came and says, man, give me the things you always look for. And number one is like just bodies changing, frames, athleticism, smoothness.
Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff. That's what you're seeing during those calisthenics and stretching, that kind of deal. And then I always gravitate to quarterbacks and all that. But with that said, I did a lot of that yesterday for what little time we were out there. I will say one of the – probably my two biggest takes. One's quarterbacks, I'll save it. The other one was last year when Braden Jacobs was out there, he towered over all the other offensive linemen.
Correct.
This year – that gap seemed to close. It seems like they've gotten bigger, and they've purposely gone more bigger bodies on the offensive line.
You got pretty much all these freshman guys that have just come in
yeah.
are 300-plus pounds, and yes. your older guys, when they got to campus, were like 280,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
Yeah,
and so you already have these guys that don't need that much time to develop physically.
Right.
Come on, Matt Luke.
There's some talent in that room.
Yeah.
Now, it's and this group will be really good next year, I feel like. and you got to get lucky. You got to stay healthy through all that, but that's that. We did find out, speaking of that, yesterday, Adam Guthrie, meniscus issue out for the year. He's probably going to retro anyway, not a big deal, but still, you don't want to get that back. The other news yesterday was he didn't talk a lot of weights on that, but Jaheim Lawson, 251.
Woo!
Yeah, that was good news, I would say, for sure.
He has gained like 50 pounds.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's, I remember, he was crazy. He was a skinny thing in high school. And then finally, quarterbacks. And we'll talk about it ad nauseum today. And I thought it was pretty good. First, watching Chad Morris coach. Well, the first coach that caught my attention was Rich Bisaccia.
Yes.
Like a Tasmanian devil.
State of rage.
Yeah. And I've known Rich for... see if I'm right with saying this. 30 years. But he has not changed. It is a... it's an energy level that's very respectful at that age to be able to do that. Anyway, he caught my attention. The others caught my attention. Chad Morris, just high intensity all the time. And I'm going to tell you who else, I do it because I'm biased and is a friend and I really like him, whatever, but Taj Boyd and some of the things, little things Taj was doing yesterday. Mm-hmm. I saw Taj in this drill that they're trying to throw the ball, just release on a pressure release, getting sacked, whatever, and just flip the ball out to the back in the backfield. Kind of a check down, a safety valve kind of deal there. And Taj just nonchalantly is pulling jerseys. The guy's getting ready to throw it, and he just reaches over, pulls his jersey out. Like,
I saw
just,
that.
You know, trying to pull his, you know, the hip pad or whatever. Like, this little interference in there. It's not just total just air on air. It's just, all right, we'll add this little wrinkle in there. I like little stuff. Watching those guys go. I thought that both quarterbacks looked better than I thought they were going to look for day one for five periods. Mm-hmm. The ball came out of Asina's hands a little bit. There's a little bad news here. I'll save that for in a segment. I thought the ball came out of his hands on the underneath stuff and the quick throw game. It looked pretty good, and it was accurate. He's more accurate than Reynolds at this point. And, you know, body-wise, it's enough. He's big enough, strong enough through all that. So it came out looking – I thought the arm talent, you know, I thought there was a progression from the spring.
Totally agree. He looked – pretty accurate.
Yeah. Reynolds, oh, I've got one nugget for you. I hadn't told you this. I'm going to save that one. I'm going to save these two for you. Let me write this down and make sure I do this. Reynolds, it when it comes out of his hands, it does look different. He's got a much stronger arm.
It has juice behind it.
Yes. And it reminded me, I was telling Bill DeAndre was there yesterday, former Clemson football coach and former assistant athletic director, senior assistant athletic director, second charge there for many, many years. And I said, you remember when you watched Nolan Ryan throw and you watched Tom Seaver throw and how big their butt and their legs, their quads and their hamstrings were? And he goes, yeah, because they're throwing it with their, he said, another word for butt. it's 690. He said, you throw it with your ass. And David Faraday talks about John Rahm on the LIV tour. He says, man, he fills out his trousers talking about how big his butt and his legs are. Reynolds, it comes out pretty easy because he's a bigger mass throwing this football. So it's got the zip on it. And obviously the quadzilla kind of look that you get from him, man, that's impressive. But so the only negative was on a couple of deep balls, Vecina does not have that kind of arm strength. It's got – now, this is not the death sentence. Danny Werfel won the Heisman Trophy and he didn't have a strong arm. It's just got to come out earlier. And it's because a couple of times the wide receivers downfield waiting on it, like you could almost fair catch it. It's got to come out earlier for him to be successful in a deep ball or anything across the middle. He's got to throw it away from the defense. The receiver's got to adjust the football like Florida receivers did under Werfel. But finally, I heard one thing yesterday that got me a little more excited than anything else. And I can't wait to see your reaction on this.
Oh, I can't wait.
I was told yesterday at practice. I'll get your facial expression on this.
Okay.
I was told yesterday at practice that Tate Reynolds refused to work out with the quarterbacks this summer in the weight room. You don't like that?
No, it doesn't surprise me.
You don't like that? You know why? He worked out with the linebackers. He wanted the linebackers' workout. And mentality wise, that reminds me, when you first heard it, you're like, oh no. But the second part of it, you kind of get what I'm saying now?
No. If in seeing Tate yesterday,
yeah,
tracks.
Okay.
My gosh.
It reminds me a little bit of the Taj Boyd deal. When Taj had a chance to win the starting job, he did this deal of like 18 months without a day off. Like, it was all football all day, every day, and the guy was a workout warrior, and that was Taj's mentality. You know, if you think about it, I was telling Larry Williams this last night after practice. If you think about it, the trajectory, him and Taj both had ACLs in high school.
Mm-hmm. Did Taj miss his a whole year?
I think he missed, like, his senior year, most of his senior year.
Okay.
But that mentality of – And if you think about like short run game, power run game, quarterback and all that, I think there's something there for that. And it's interesting that he's coaching him now.
Here's a thought I have. Or do you want me to save it for segment two? A recovery strength thought.
Kick off segment two with it.
Let's do it.
I can't wait. Did I scare you at first, though? Or did you know where I was going with the workout?
I had a feeling I knew where you were going from seeing what I saw.
I first heard, I'm so dumb, like the whole thing went over my head. I was like, oh my God, what a jerk. Oh, linebackers. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Anyway.
Linebackers?
Yeah.
The strongest dudes on the team?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, and by the way, setting personal best and setting best among the group with working out with the linebackers.
True freshman, by the way.
Yeah. True freshman. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Ashley Mixon. Your turn right after this.
Upset you missed a show today? No problem. We've got you covered with every hour of every show on our podcast page at theroarfm.com. Touchdown! And on the Roar app. Download it today.
I know so little about flooring, but I become smarter when I look at the inspiration tab at grifflooringcenter.com. On it, you got a luxury vinyl flooring guide, a carpet flooring guide, pros and cons and how it works and how to hardwoods and tile flooring and laminate flooring. And on all these guides, it just tells you about all the kinds of floors and all the factors that go into floors and some frequently asked questions and like I said, pros and cons and how it's the cost and all this kind of stuff and all of that. If you want to do like a bathroom remodeling, there is an entire section on bathroom remodeling on this website of things to think about and do that I had no idea about. So, and you're doing that for interior design services and custom area rugs. They do all this kind of things. My point through all of it is go to GreerFlooringCenter.com. It is a tremendous resource if you think about flooring and then get to Greer and get to Easley and see the stores and see all these products and talk to these wonderful consultants. It is a great resource to have here. Get your next flooring. It's GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Bro, college, or local.
They got it all.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore.
You got your thought saved?
My thought is saved.
All right, well, let's do it. Segment two with Miss Ashley Mixon.
All right. Tate Reynolds, freshman quarterback for my mom at home, if she didn't know, had ACL surgery as a senior in high school.
Okay.
Right? Or right before senior year, meaning he missed his senior season, okay? As we know, as we've discussed on here, I also had ACL surgery, whatever, in high school.
More than one.
Yes. So what I learned through that is that it's one thing to kind of get back to where you can function, okay? It's one thing to get back to where you can walk, when you can bend your leg, how it needs to bend, how you can go about daily life, right? It is a whole nother ball game to be able to play a sport with that. All right, so that's layer two, be able to come back to playing a sport. Layer three is being able to put on muscle, have your legs look even, be able to gain weight, and be able to get in really good shape with that, right? Like, you see basketball players. Remember Klay Thompson, after he tore his ACL, for a long time, still, one of his legs looks like it was double the size of the other one.
Yeah.
Okay? This is just the nature of that injury. When I walked outside yesterday, I've been watching the defensive tackles. I walked over to watch the quarterbacks. And if I didn't know anything about Tay Reynolds, I would tell you that he looked like he was an upperclassman and had probably never had an injury in his life.
Yeah.
Because of how strong he looked. And his legs looked very, very even and bigger than the last time I saw him, which means he has put on some weight, and he was already big in the spring. So he's gone to the layer three of looking better than he did before the surgery about a year out. And that's hard to do, especially at that age.
This is going to sound weird. First of all, knowing that you've been through it twice and knowing that, that's interesting. The other question I have for you is, we hear this all the time, that the mental part of it is just as big. And I guess that's a confidence thing that you have going back out. Are you always aware of it? Were you, you know, does it take time? Did you ever, where you got to be confident again?
I never felt the same ever again.
Ever?
No, after the first one. And so it's a mental thing like it is a physical thing.
Yeah.
But the way that you solve the mental is by getting in the best shape that you possibly can, getting as strong as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of guys have injuries. That's nothing new. But to be so young and recover to that extent, it'd be very easy for him to have rolled over his freshman year and said, oh, like I'm still recovering. I missed my senior year, whatever. No.
You get that sometimes in guys who know they're going to redshirt, back when you used to have redshirts, is that you kind of cruise and there's not a sense of urgency and I'm not going to be counted on this year. So Saban talked about that when they got beat. There was a cornerback that went out during the game or wide receivers, whatever it was, against Georgia, the national championship game. And then the other guys weren't ready to play. And he talks about it all the time, like you have to be ready. But it's hard mentally to say, I'm taking all these reps in practice and I'm not going to play on Saturday, but I'm trying to get better every day. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, these seasons are long, and these seasons are – it's a developmental game. So even though you might not play a single snap against LSU or Georgia Southern or North Carolina, whatever, you're still trying to get better because there might be a time in which you'll play. Well, the quarterback, he knows he's going to play a little bit somewhere in there, but coming off the injury and the confidence level, all that is something. His thighs, I hate to keep talking about it, but – It's a high upper thigh area, like around the knee. It doesn't go. Robert Newhouse had big thighs, but he also had like big knees. Like this, it's almost like a, I don't know, but it reminds me of, well, just skill set wise. And again, I hadn't seen him run the football a lot, but I'm just imagining a little bit of a Jalen Hurts. And you know, Jalen Hurts squats, I don't know, umpteen 100 pounds.
I remember videos of him in Alabama doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that there is something to be said about breaking a tackle, even, or something said about the physicality. Remember when Shanahan talks about physicality starts at the wide receiver position? Well, you can be physical at quarterback and a physical run game and a power run game at quarterback the way Taj was a little bit. That threat's always there. But then just the mentality. Look, we talked about this many times now. This program needs a mentality change. I think there's a chance they could have that. And it could happen with Vecina, too, by the way. It could happen with Reynolds in there. But I think this team needs to be a tougher, mentally and physically tougher football team.
Yes. And that starts, to me, with the coaching staff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And another one of my big takeaways yesterday was how good the energy was out there coming from coaches.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody was very, very actively engaged. They're coaching every rep. There's not a lot of sitting and watching from any of them. And some of that is because you got a billion former head coaches on the team.
Right.
Right? And guys with 30, 40 years of experience. Chad Morris got everybody fired up. Tom Allen brings great energy. I've watched Nolan Turner a bunch. Love his energy. Matt Luke, like... Everybody there has no reason not to bring toughness and to bring intensity because all of the coaches are.
Well, think about it like this. And I would say, and I don't know if Drake and I will have this conversation at some point in time, but one of the most insulting things anybody could ever say, to a man at least, this is going to sound like a sexist statement, is someone to question your toughness. And we raise our kids, man, you know, you fall down, you scrape your knee, whatever. Ah, good thing you're tough. You know, rub some dirt on it, you know, be tough. But I mentioned it a couple times last year. It's like, I would be insulted if someone questioned, as a football player now, if someone questioned your toughness.
I don't think that's just
a challenged you.
I don't think that's just a guy thing. I would be also insulted if somebody questioned my toughness.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. I love it then. So that said, that has been questioned, and they've heard those questions. A former Clemson coach told me yesterday that it was out of practice. He goes, you know, I think this team's got a chance to be better. And I said, really? Tell me why. And he goes, just closer. And this is a guy who coached for 20 years. You know, he's like, just being closer and just having, liking each other and working for each other and playing for each other. He goes, we didn't have that last year, did we? And I said, I think it's fairly obvious. And we've talked about it before where it's harder to do an NIL in a transfer portal world. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's both. I mean, NIL, money certainly has corrupted, tainted. What do you call it when something gets like a file or a sample or something gets
deteriorate?
No, we're like something else gets in there. Maybe tainted or whatever. Yeah, I might be the word. Anyway, where money kind of gets in there, and that's certainly an issue. That it could be an issue. Doesn't have to be. It could be. And this team, it didn't. The other thing on the portal part of it, teams have big portal guys and all. If you think about it just from a philosophical standpoint, you come in with a freshman class. You go through all the recruiting process with each other. And you go on these unofficial visits with each other. And you sign together with each other. And you go through this power hour and this redshirt season, whatever, together. And your redshirt freshman season, you're there together. And you're rehabbing together. And you're going to class together. And your sophomore season and the junior season. So you would think that there is a bond that is formed through the years of, I mean, these are my guys, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're gonna have this one guy come in for one semester and come in the room, and you got half the guys in the room are here for, like, South Carolina's offensive line, they're going to be better. But you got five guys who 6 months ago had, or 8 months ago, had no idea who they were, they know nothing about anybody. So I would say that would be hard to build that. But it's interesting, the coach told me, because I don't think this team really liked each other last year. A lot of individuals, and there was no we, and there was no – I think this team's got a better chance. Plus, they kind of closed off and just worked a little bit.
I listened to Sammy Brown, Will Help, Olsen Pat Henry, and then two corners yesterday, right? Those are all the players that media members have gotten to talk to since the spring.
Right.
Every single one of them brought up that point. Every single one of them in separate interviews. And to me, when I first heard it, I was like, Kim, like, you like each other? What's that really mean?
That shouldn't
what
be
does
that hard.
Really mean?
Like, that should be a like, given.
Does that really going to make you better than 7-6? But the more I hear about it, I'm like, well, if you're playing for each other, you really like each other, you're close, you have communication, maybe it's a real thing.
Now, to be fair, you don't have to like each other.
To win, no.
To win. I give the example all the time that the 1978 New York Yankees that won the World Series, Thurman Munson hated Reggie Jackson. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were mortal enemies. And Chambliss and Randolph and Dent and Craig Nettles, or Nettles wasn't a likable guy, and Pinella and Mickey Rivers, like these teams, they didn't like each other. And so they despised, the locker room was split all the time. And so you don't have to like each other. And I'll take talent over chemistry every day of the week. You know why they're good? Because Munson, Chambers, and Randolph, and Denton, Nettles, and Pinella, and Rivers, and Jackson, and Chicken Stanley, and Roy White, and Ron Guidry, and Figueroa. I'm like, they were just awesome.
They could ball.
Yeah. I'll take talent. I don't know. I know that Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Wright liked each other. They did. We saw they liked each other. But even if they didn't like each other, they were so talented, it didn't matter.
Yes.
I don't know if Justin Ross and like Sammy Watkins and Nuke Hopkins, there's a little bit of jealousy there between the two. Right, but they were so talented. I don't care. This team has to have that because they don't have. That's my single biggest thing. Is that there's still when you look out there now, I don't see Sammy Watkins. I don't see Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
I don't see Travis Etienne. I don't see Dexter Lawrence. I don't see Christian Wilkins. Now, last year, At Indiana, they didn't have that either, and they won a national championship. At UVA last year, they didn't have that either. At Duke last year, they didn't have that either, and Duke won the ACC. You don't have to be ultra-talented all the time, and you're not going to be all the time. But if you can do have these special teams that can have this bond and have this kind of thing, that if you don't have the talent, you got to make up for it somewhere.
If there's a graph of teams,
yeah,
college football teams,
yeah,
and one tiny little corner are the unicorn teams that have both.
Yeah.
Very, very rare. More rare today than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about a graph, and this is pretty nerd alert of me, to be honest with you. If you can go one way, either direction, you're probably going to have more success than somebody that's just okay in chemistry and just okay in talent.
Well, let me say, to that point, where it becomes important, and remember I talked about it before, man, chemistry means nothing. I think it's overrated. Leadership means nothing. It's overrated. But I get it. Here's where it really matters, is when it goes bad.
Or when you're trying to get back from being really bad.
Yeah, yeah. When it went bad last year, and you looked up and you lose to LSU, then you lose to Georgia Tech, then you lose to SMU, then you lose to Duke, and like you lose to Syracuse, stinking Syracuse, and it's like that's where it needed to come through. When Clemson lost to Pittsburgh in 2016, after the game, Ben Bowler sends a text to the entire defense about, you know, we're coming together, we're going to fix it. You know, the Tim Tebow thing, they lose to Mississippi State, they lost to Ole Miss, they lost to whatever, and that locker room speech, and you're never going to see another team, whatever. That when it does go bad, that's when it matters. And it's going to go bad for every team out there. That's when it matters. So hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully that's the case. I'd rather be coming here talking about, man, that's a bunch of cyborgs out there. That looked like NFL everywhere I went.
Well, listen, there were some offensive line cyborgs.
Yeah.
Let's call it like it is. I think Wesco and TJ Moore have potential to be that way. It was so
Hampton
good.
Hampton is one of those.
It was so good to see those guys healthy.
Yeah.
Those wideouts.
Yeah.
Brian Wesco healthy, flying. Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah, there's some out there. It's not there's the cover's some. Not totally bare. It's not what it was, but might not have to be. We'll see. I enjoyed segment two. Short break. Got a bunch of phone calls. Got a couple of guests. Going to be a good show. Going to be a good weekend. We'll come back much more to this.
There are many reasons why families across South Carolina love First Steps 4K. Children get a safe place to learn, play, make friends, and build the skills they'll need for their future. Enrollment is happening now. Visit free4ksc.org.
Double Dog Video.com. Let them do your video for you. Let's get that video as a strength, not a weakness. Let's tell the story of your company, whatever video you might need for your social media, for your website. Let's tell your story. You might not know how to do it. John does. John has been doing this now for 30 years. 60 national and regional awards. Let him take care of you. Double Dog Dare says, if you do not like your video, they will give you your money back, give you video back, give you money back. And so let's take care of that. Let's make sure that it goes right for you the first time. And let's accentuate that great part. Let's do it with Double Dog Video. Check them out. Easy to find online and see all their clients online. It's DoubleDogVideo.com.
We got your summer covered.
Summer sports station.
105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
I've seen Avett Brothers in concert. I've never seen Mumford & Sons.
I love the Avett Brothers.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. It was good. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Trail want to talk to you. They want you to schedule a discovery session with them, and let's just see if they can help you. Now, I know this. Trail's helped folks that said, look, we're not the right company to build for you, but we do know someone who is. So let's get that, and let's take care of that, and it shoots you in the right direction there. We love Trail. TREHEL.com. The better building experience, the on time, on budget, no change orders, the collaboration. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. So great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with those good folks. When you first start thinking about building, or anytime, if it goes bad, they can come in and save your project as well. All right, got a bunch of phone calls. Let me get Hal has been hanging on very patiently with us for a long time. Hey, good morning, Hal. How you doing?
I was hoping you had a chance to talk with you because this has been just, well, I would have said something like, the countdown is on.
It is on.
The kind of aware. 110 days and 5 hours away from Hall of Thanksmas.
Hall of Thanksmas. I get it. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I love it. Hey, did you watch Georgia versus Georgia Tech last night and Haynes King versus Carson Beck? Panthers and Cardinals?
Panthers came back and won the game. And let's see, Beavis and J.J. Watt's going to be one taking over as a top analyst for CBS coming season. But you know something? I think if Aaron Rodgers were retired, he could have been asked to be to CBS what Tom Brady is to Fox already, because they asked him. Hey, Brady was still hanging in there, still playing a little bit when Fox started asking him to serve as a top commentator, you know. And
yeah.
And Rodgers might make a good commentator too, you know.
I don't know if Rodgers will or not, because he's not likable. J.J. Watt's likable. I don't know if Brady was likable, but, man, I think J.J. Watt would do a great job. He seemed like a jolly fellow. And he got to be with the color guy. You know, that's what John Madden was so good at, is that the likability of it. And then the catchphrases and the booms and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, interesting. I got some thoughts from last night's games.
That's
your guy.
I suppose got the wrong idea about Madden when he was coaching. They say he was not a likable guy because of his going off, yelling at officials on game day.
Madden was a little bit like George Foreman in that he reinvented himself in the second half of his career. Madden was not this jolly, likable coach. But, boy, behind the mic, he got to be amazing. And George Foreman's the same way. How I appreciate the phone call. George Foreman's the same way. Foreman, early in his career, was not a likable guy. And then he turned into this jolly guy. So, both those guys have a lot in common there. So, last night in the Panthers and Cardinals game, it was former Georgia/Miami quarterback Carson Beck with the Cardinals going 15 of 19 for 188, a touchdown and no picks. Against Haynes King, Georgia Tech quarterback, 21-34, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Coming down the stretch of that one. And both those guys, now Keaton Slovis went 9 of 10. But did Kenny Pickett, is there a battle for the backup job in with the Panthers now? Haynes King last night, maybe?
I think Kenny Pickett may have lost his backup job.
Yeah.
Is that ridiculous to say?
Yeah, the other one that I had no idea, and looking up and down the box score last night. You want to hear the most bizarre player name that's out there now? Felipe Franks is a tight end for the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Felipe Franks. I mean, come on, man.
I know this. Did he go to Florida? That's right. My cousins.
Florida and Arkansas.
That's right. My cousins called him Flippy all the way through college.
Well, he was a quarterback.
Yep.
And he was a terrible quarterback. He's not the worst quarterback in Florida history. Ashby, years ago when Treon Harris was a starting quarterback at Florida, I came up with a theory that I am pretty sure is correct.
Okay.
And the theory was that Treon Harris, in watching him throw the football, it was awful. That Treon Harris was left-handed, but for some reason the Florida coaches made him play right-handed in games.
No!
Yes, because there's no way that was his natural throwing hand. I think it was too easy for him to throw it left-handed, so they said, I tell you what, in the games, let's just throw it right-handed.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how bad it was.
That is a...
That's not a compliment.
I think if I was a quarterback and somebody said, it looks like you're throwing with your non-dominant hand, I think I might have to hang them up. Yeah. I might have to hang up the cleats after that one.
There's a few things that's less athletic looking than me trying to throw something left-handed.
I think me doing most things left-handed. Not super.
Not good.
Coordinated, not good. Athletic.
No, my handwriting, it would look like hieroglyphics or whatever that thing is. Oh, by the way, the last segment, the Texas got in and did a great job with this. The word I was looking for is contaminated.
Oh, yeah. Contaminated.
The sample got contaminated.
There are some great names in this game from last night, looking at it right now, outside of our friend Flippy Franks.
Yeah, you don't think about it, but A.J. Dillon's still in the league. Trevor Etienne last night for the Panthers. John Mechie, the Alabama wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Davis is still in the game looking at this thing. On the other side of it, Carson Beck looked good last night.
He did.
Only highlights. I didn't watch the game. Only highlights.
He looked really good. And I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Not a huge Carson Beck girl myself.
No.
However, I had a feeling his game was going to translate. And it's a tiny, tiny, tiny sample size. But looked pretty confident. Looked like he belonged.
Yeah. BJ Ojulari played last night.
One of the funny things about this game is because it's the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
They kept cutting to Luke Kuechly, right? And Luke Kuechly was a baller.
He's a Hall of Fame class.
He's
got the yellow blazer this weekend.
But what's hilarious is he's very buttoned up, has on a golf shirt, has on dress shoes.
Yeah.
And then they cut and it's his whole entourage with him, and it's Greg Olsen and all of the kids that they're coaching in high school football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's these 14-year-olds are on the ESPN broadcast in a Kuechly shirt.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
I love Greg Olsen and the coaching, how he does all that.
He's we had to cancel practice this morning for us to come here, but it's yeah, man. I would think.
That's good videos watching those guys. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri, and Roger Craig. Tom Benson, owner of the Saints. I don't think owners should go in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, it's a good Hall of Fame class. You know, I complain about the Baseball Hall of Fame all the time. Never complain about the NFL Hall of Fame. And I can't wait. You'll see some great speeches coming from that this weekend. Let me get Delvin final couple minutes of this hour. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Tony Romo ain't fired yet, but it looks like he's going to be that way. And I think JJ Watt will do a good job. Don't worry, Tony Romo will be at NBC a couple of years when Chris Collinsworth retires. He'll be at NBC.
I feel bad for Romo. I don't know what they're going to do with him. We all make mistakes. Hopefully he can get help and he can come back. But I don't know if they should fire him. I don't know. I'm glad I'm making this kind of decisions. But feel bad for him.
And Mickey, you got the right note. It's 810, not ETN no more. It's 810 now.
That thing.
810.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama named him Clay. I'm calling him Clay. Clay to me.
Don't let Travis hear you.
Well, when he was being recruited, that's how Burton Burns said it. Burton called me on the phone when he was down there in Jennings, Louisiana, saying, I think that Tony's going to get this running back. And that's how he said it. And I was like, man, how in the world do you spell that? But, we've called him a bunch of different things in the years.
Y'all talking about Luke Kuechly and his friend. Did you see Drew Brees' son? He was in high school now. They showed him when he won a Super Bowl when he was about 5 months old or 5 years old. And then they showed him. I'm like, good Lord, that was
we're
quick,
old.
Man.
We're getting old. That's depressing to watch. Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah, when they showed him, I'm like, man, they getting old, boy. Real quick. He's coaching them stuff in high school. That's kind of cool, yeah. But, yeah. I was talking about practice and stuff, what was going on with the quarterback and stuff like that. But it's good to see the energy that I think this is what they need in practice with Chad Morris. I caught it. What's going on? So, how much Red Bull do you think will be going on with Chad Morris, Tom Allen, and Dabo?
Oh, there's energy. There's energy through it. Hey, I got to get the top of the hour break, man. I appreciate the
phone call. And I think you would do this before you let go.
5 seconds, good.
What do you think about opening on the baseball staff now, the new hitting coach?
We'll touch on hour two. How about that? Short break, hour two, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
A great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, do an awesome job with your mattress. Hey, there's a lot of honeydews out there right now, a lot of home improvements, a lot of guys cleaning out gutters, a lot of guys cleaning out garages, a lot of guys trimming hedges. Let's get ready for the fall with the Engineered Sleep bed. Let's just go ahead and take care of that. I want to tell you this. If you've not been in an Engineered Sleep bed before, then you're doing yourself a disservice. The recovery is so much better. Let's take care of our bodies. Let's do an Engineered Sleep bed. You know what's Engineered Sleep beds? Bunch of PGA Tour professionals. Like a bunch. I'll give you a whole list of those guys in the next couple of weeks. Professional athletes. They did the whole Green Bay Packers mini camp one time, training camp one time. So athletes know it. You got to take care of your body. Do it. Get the very best mattress in the world to do a mattress. Get the best mattress under $500 at Today Mattress. Do it at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. It's Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com.
Sizzling scores all summer long.
And he makes the catch!
The Roar.
Your home's details are what makes...